And I think there's something so powerful when we share thoughts and ideas where people can say, oh my gosh, me too, or I thought I was alone in that. And so show your personality. This is what differentiates you from being a business or a brand.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
Breaking news. If you've been on Instagram in the past week, you likely know that there is a new app in town. It is called Threads. And whether you're loving it or maybe you're resisting it, let's talk about it today on the show. Now, let me just preface this and say, I am not usually a very early adopter. I still haven't even really jumped onto TikTok. And I've watched these different apps like Clubhouse and Vine. And what was that one where you could like live stream? Was it Periscope? Where they all like blow up and they're so exciting and then they crash. I do feel like this one is different for many different reasons. So let's talk about Threads. What is it? Why I think it's going to be successful? Why people are already loving it? Ideas around what you should be sharing on it and a tiny bit of strategy of what I'd recommend. And also, before we dive in, I want you to know I signed up for both my personal and my Gold Digger podcast account as soon as the doors opened in the early morning of July 5th. I have been having the best time on Threads, sharing my super random daily thoughts that I haven't had a place to share anywhere else until now. If you want to follow along and see how I'm using these platforms as we learn more and evolve on them, check out my accounts at Jenna Kutcher and at Gold Digger Podcast. All right, without further ado, let's dive on in and talk about Threads. Pop quiz, who do you think is more popular these days, Taylor Swift or ChatGPT? Now, although our feeds are flooded with hype around the Eras Tour, ChatGPT is actually beating Taylor Swift in search volume, which tells us that the AI revolution is upon us. That's why HubSpot's brand new AI-powered tools, Content Assistant and ChatSpot, are all the rage. Content Assistant helps you brainstorm, create, and share content in a flash, all inside a super easy-to-use CRM. And ChatSpot, which runs on OpenAI's GPT-powered tech, automates all the manual tasks inside of HubSpot to help you engage more customers, close more deals, and scale your business faster. Both are designed to help you get more done, stand out amongst the competition, and work smarter, not harder. Find out more about how to use AI to grow your business at HubSpot.com/artificial-intelligence. Again, that's HubSpot.com/artificial-intelligence to check out these tools for yourself. This episode is brought to you by Soul CBD. It is my go-to wellness brand for better sleep. Get 15% off when you go to getsoul.com/golddigger. Again, that's getsoul.com/golddigger to get 15% off their entire website. I'm talking gummies, drinks, tinctures, bath bombs, creams, and more. That's getsoul.com/golddigger. So today I'm going to share my initial thoughts on how we can be using Threads, both as humans, but also as business owners. But if you're brand new to this app, or you're just hearing about it for the first time, or you don't totally understand what it is and why it's important, let's break down some of the basics before we get into the nitty-gritty. So first, what is Threads? If you are tuning into this episode in real time, Threads is a brand new text-based app released by Meta. Meta is the company that manages Facebook and Instagram, run by Mark Zuckerberg, and it launched 1 week ago today, which is July 5th, 2023. They are considering Threads to be this like companion app to Instagram, which I think is really interesting. And what's insane about it is that it had 70 million signups in one day, making it the fastest growing social media platform in the world. In fact, Adam Mosseri, who is the head of Instagram, posted this thread and said 100 million people signed up for Threads in 5 days. I'm not sure I can wrap my mind around that fact. It's insane. I can't make sense of it. The team has been busting their ass, but we know this is a race to the starting line. They say, make it work, make it great, make it grow. Well, we certainly did things out of order, but I promise we will make this thing great. I think that's incredible. And we're going to talk about why even his thread update is really inspiring for us as business owners. Now, how does it look? The feed looks strikingly similar to Twitter. The feed is largely consisting of text status updates, but you can also post videos and pictures as well, though I will say it is primarily a text platform. It was really interesting. Drew, my husband, has not signed up for Threads yet, and he was like, hey, can I just like look and see what it looks like? And we both agreed it's a very like visually watered down version of Twitter, but in a good way. Like, it's aesthetically pleasing, it's simple to read, it's easy on the eyes, and it very much looks like a Twitter feed type platform. Now, while it looks like Twitter, it is different from Twitter though. Twitter has a 150 character limit. Threads allows you 500 characters per thread, which honestly, I very much appreciate. I feel like you can have more meaningful dialogue. You can post more meaningful content. You're not as concerned about hitting that character limit. So Twitter is 150 characters. Threads is 500 characters. Now, what's also interesting is Twitter kind of has the Discover page. It's this homepage that offers trending topics and personalized recommendations. While exploring Threads, it's currently limited to scrolling through the home feed of people that you follow, which is honestly kind of interesting. If you think about Facebook in the very early days, remember when they first released the newsfeed and we were all so freaked out about it? It kind of reminds me of that. I am going to go out on a limb and say that Threads will get some sort of trending or Discover page maybe soon, but it does remind me of those early newsfeed days where you would log in and you would kind of just see like a line item list of the most recent chronological posts. And so that's what Threads is looking like right now. Threads doesn't appear to have a post draft feature at launch. Twitter has that right now, but again, I'm assuming that they're going to get some of these different features and updates. And then under posts on Twitter, there are options where you can like, comment, retweet, you can see the number of views, you can bookmark, you can share links, but for Threads, you can only like, comment, repost, or share the link. So again, a tiny bit different in terms of functionality, but I think that is mostly due to them still building the app and the platform and the functionality and the features of it. Another thing that is interesting about Threads is there are no DMs. So Twitter has a direct message option for chatting privately with your followers. Threads app does not have this. This will be an interesting one to see if they add it on. One thing that I love about Threads is that it doesn't have DMs, which means that you have that more public line of communication, but it also doesn't feel like another place that you need to be responding to people. And so I actually kind of appreciate that it doesn't have DMs. I'm curious to see if they get it. And I'm also curious because if they're calling it the companion app of Instagram, it's not necessarily like they want to replicate the exact features on Instagram already, because I think there will be a lot of pushback from people saying, there's too many ways to get in touch. There's too many ways to contact. But I could see them combining DMs from Threads and Instagram into one universal mailbox. So like potentially linking up your Threads account to your Instagram. And if they offer the DM functionality, there would probably, what I'm guessing, would be an option where all of your Threads DMs could also be accessed from Instagram to make it a little bit more user-friendly. Again, this is just a guess. Now, what's super interesting about Threads is the way they've been releasing it. And I think this is really cool. So let's talk about it. They have definitely followed a done is better than perfect approach in the release of this platform because they released the app as version 1.0, aka its capabilities are not up to par yet. Now, upon release, there have been some drawbacks, such as not including a followers only timeline, users being unable to delete their accounts, and there are complaints of early censorship. I think a lot of people were feeling this whole censorship debate on Twitter. They were excited to have this platform where it didn't feel censored. I don't necessarily know how that's going to go down or what's going to shake out with that. But it's interesting as they're releasing it, they're kind of realizing, oh, crap, we didn't plan for this or we didn't think through that, which is really interesting. Again, Adam Mosseri thanked everyone for their excitement surrounding the app. And here's what he said. He said, we couldn't be happier with all the excitement about this app. So thank you. Thank you. But this is a race to the starting line. If there ever was one, the real test is not if we can build up a lot of hype, but if you all find enough value in the app to keep using it over time. And there are tons of basics that are missing. Search, hashtags, a following feed, graph syncing, support, messaging, maybe we're on it. The amazing team is cranking away, but full disclosure, it'll take time. What's so interesting about how they're releasing this is they're literally like building it as people are coming, and not just like people, but millions of people. And here's a big takeaway. So many of us have these amazing ideas or these businesses or these dreams that we want to pursue, and we wait to even like slightly hint at them until they're like perfect. And what I think is super inspiring about this is they're just putting it out there. They're getting real-time feedback and they're doing their best to like communicate through the growing pains, but also to show that they're listening. And I just think it's so inspiring as a business owner who is prone to like wait until everything is ready and perfect and I have all the answers. This is like, hey, just put it out into the world. Like you're gonna get feedback that's gonna allow you to make it better. And I just love that. I mean, it's interesting from a user standpoint, thinking like, we don't really know what the functionality is going to look like. There are kinks to be worked out. But I also just feel kind of inspired that they're just like going for it. And I think that's kind of awesome. One interesting thing is that as they release this, one of the things that I thought was really brilliant is that they eliminated any friction of joining and signing up. They basically made it like virtually zero effort to get your account, to get on the platform. You didn't have to have a password because it was the same password as your Instagram. You didn't even have to import your bio or your photo. They were already there if you wanted to link up to your existing platform, aka Instagram. You could even just click one button and follow all the people you already follow on Instagram. And so what is amazing is that they really focused on making this so easy for you to get on and get using it. And I think that's also a really good takeaway for us as business owners is a lot of times we have a lot of friction in getting someone to understand our offer or know what our offer is all the way through to purchasing the offer and enjoying it. There are a lot of different touch points. There are a lot of different clicks they might have to do. There are different points of communication. And so again, I think we can learn something here in that they made it as frictionless as possible. They removed as many barriers so that people could quickly and easily access and get on and start using the app. And so maybe a question to ask yourself today is, where are areas that I could simplify the process, whether it's, you know, the outreach process or the communication or the way that I'm having people get in touch or the way that I'm talking about my offer? One thing that I love to do is just to really look and like make sure there are no roadblocks. Like you want to break through any roadblocks to make it so frictionless, so easy, so silky smooth. And I think that they did a really good job of that. Now, what's so interesting is I'm curious to see on the things that they are actively working on, what the timeline and what the rollout is going to look like as they continue to build and develop the app. It's going to be really interesting because, you know, now millions of people are on it. They're enjoying it for the most part and things are going to change. And I feel like people are so resistant to change, right? So we're used to this 1.0 version as we record, but what's going to happen as they start to add in features? Are we going to love them? Are we going to hate them? What is it going to look like? And so I'm really curious to see, one, how quickly they are able to upgrade, update, implement, and take the feedback that people are giving them. And then two, what is the rollout going to look like for these features? Are they going to like release them all at once? Is it going to be slow? Is it going to be noticeable? I'm very curious to watch this. And I think we can learn a lot based on how they do this. Now, another takeaway here to just be thinking about is, you know, whether or not you think that Threads is a direct ripoff from Twitter, which is very interesting watching two male egos debate this topic. Something to take away here is that this idea per se isn't new, right? Like this idea has existed. However, based on how they build it and what they do, it could be an improvement on something that has already existed. It could be this new spin, a new iteration. Instead of starting from scratch or building out this idea, they were able to see that there was already proof of concept with Twitter, right? There was proof of concept, but there was a lot of people that were disgruntled on Twitter, that didn't like Twitter, that had feedback about Twitter, that were getting off of Twitter. And so they were likely listening to those things and then asking themselves, okay, how can we make this different? How can we make it better? And again, I think this is inspiring for us where a lot of times we feel like in order to do something great or do something big, we need to start from scratch. It has to be entirely new, a new idea, a new invention. And I just think that sometimes seeing something that already has proof of concept, but putting your own specific spin on it and making it better or serving a different audience with that offer is really awesome. And so I kind of love that. Okay, so here is what people are loving about it. I actually posted a thread and asked my audience, okay, what are your initial thoughts? Well, what are you loving about Threads? So first, people are actually responding. So it does actually feel like a direct line to the people that you follow, maybe your mentors, the people you look up to. What's interesting is that a lot of people don't have systems in place to say, have a team be running this for them. And so I am imagining like these celebrities actually posting these threads. And I think it's interesting because it feels more like a conversation versus like you're throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks, or like shouting out into the masses and like no one's actually responding. So people are actually responding. We're loving that the bots haven't totally made their way over. However, give them time. Those suckers are so sneaky. I freaking hate bots, but it's pretty botless at this time of recording. There aren't DMs, which people are loving, and I agree. It is less stimulating than Instagram and TikTok, which I think is a really important conversation just around our nervous systems and how we're taking in all this information and events and all of this visual content. People are seeing content from people that maybe they followed for years, but the algorithm hasn't served them. And so it's almost like reconnecting with old friends, or like seeing different types of content from people that you love and that you followed, but maybe you've been missing out on. A few other things that people are loving: no ads and fewer visuals. Someone said it feels like the water cooler in the workplace. People are loving creating in this way as well, not having to have visually appealing posts or publishing overly curated content. Conversations are happening. It's super positive. Something really interesting is I don't actually spend a lot of time on Twitter. It's definitely not my platform of choice. And for some reason this morning, I opened up Twitter and the content that it served me was so awful. And it's weird because, you know, it's algorithm based, but like it was like some guy getting shot in the back. And it was like just really horrific content and like trigger warning needed content. And I saw that in like the first scroll of my morning and I regretted it. Like it just set the tone of like my day in an awful way. So people are saying like they're loving that it feels really positive. And I agree. I went over to Threads and it was like, what is something you're thankful for? Like, what are you eating for breakfast? I was like, okay, this is the type of content I want. And I don't know if it was like a fluke or something. I feel like Twitter can often be very clickbaity and like sharing the content that will like get your attention, which again, makes sense. The goal of these platforms is to keep you engaged and keep you on them. But the type of content I saw on Twitter was like horrific and awful. People are also loving meeting new people, loving unfiltered random thoughts and moments. And something that I really am loving, and I think is just, again, a really smart move on Meta's part, is that you're not starting at zero. Because I just think for so many people, when you approach these new platforms, it is so hard to start back at zero. And so what is amazing is that you're bringing followers from Instagram over. And so whether it's a few hundred or a thousand, you aren't starting at zero. And I think that's really encouraging because you're already starting to get that engagement, that communication that feels exciting, that keeps you engaged. So again, super smart move, but also just really amazing. It's fascinating. I've been on Twitter for over a decade and I think I'm around 10,000 followers. And with Threads, I've got tens of thousands of followers coming over from Instagram. Every time I go on, it's going up. And these are people that are already familiar with me and my content. So it doesn't feel like you're starting from scratch, or you need to reintroduce yourself, or you need to, you know, tell people who you are and what you do. It's kind of like just a continued conversation, which I think is awesome. Quick recommendation for you. If you love Gold Digger, check out My First Million, hosted by Sam Parr and Sean Puri. Brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, My First Million features guests like Alex Hormozi, Sophia Amoruso, and Rob Dyrdek. They're sharing their secrets on how they made their first million and how to apply their learnings to capitalize on today's business trends and opportunities. Hey, Gold Diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs.
We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
I was just listening to them talk about Sean's AI plan dinner with tech billionaires, something I cannot relate to, but I am utterly curious about. And it was honestly so clever and also hilarious how he used ChatGPT to create the menu. You're going to love their candid business conversations, industry observations, and world-class advice. Listen to My First Million today, wherever you get your podcasts. Running a business and being a present mom can be high stress, and both require focus, energy, and stamina. This is why getting good sleep is absolutely critical, so you can wake up ready to tackle your day. And Soul CBD helps me do just that with their line of products. Their dream capsules have 25 milligrams of pure CBD and 2.5 milligrams of melatonin. I have honestly noticed such a difference in the quality of my sleep since taking these. I keep them on my nightstand and they feel like a secret weapon that helps me unwind and rest. All of Soul CBD's products are THC-free, 99% hemp-derived, non-toxic, organic, and sustainably sourced. They have gummies, drinks, tinctures, bath bombs, creams, and even products for your pets. Snag 15% off the entire website when you head to getsoul.com/golddigger. Whether you're stressed out, you can't sleep, or you're sore from your workout, relief is waiting for you. Again, that's getsoul.com/golddigger. I cannot wait for you to try it. If you haven't explored Threads yet and you want to know how to sign up, like if I'm getting you all excited through all these things that we're loving about it, we have posted in today's show notes exactly how to sign up for Threads. You can head to the link in this show description and you can read about it. It's pretty easy to sign up, or you can Google it. I'm sure that these instructions will be updated in no time. And so I just wanted to let you know if you want to get on or you haven't got on yet, we have the directions for you inside of today's show notes. Okay, so now that we've kind of covered the basics of what Threads is and why people are loving it, let's talk a little bit about strategy. Now, let me just preface this in saying, I think that this is a really wonderful time to not have a great strategy, in that I think it's just a really cool way, again, to get back to that connection as a human being. However, I can't help myself. I'm the marketing girl. Like, I am constantly thinking about the ROI on my time. And if I'm going to be spending time on a platform, I do want to be able to connect it to certain results, even if that result is just a deeper connection with my community. And so it's really funny. We were a couple days in on Threads and I posted, like, do you want to hear some of my early thoughts on how we can strategically use this platform? And it was honestly split down the line. Half the people were like, too soon, don't even go there. I just want to have fun on it. I'm having a blast. Like, don't rain on my parade. And then the other half of the people were like, yes, tell me what you're thinking. Like, I'm really curious. And again, a lot of this is just hypothesis since this is brand new. But let me just share some of my early thoughts on what I'm thinking. And again, I would say approach it right now as a place to connect, and then we can focus more on the strategy. But here are some of my early strategy thoughts. Okay, first, one thing I am obsessed with Threads is it is an amazing testing ground for content ideas. This is literally the perfect place to drop ideas, to talk about different topics, to share your thoughts, to see what is resonating with your audience before you create more content around it. A few years ago, I was at this mastermind and a guy named Alex Hormozi was there and he shared about how he did this on Twitter. And I don't know about you guys, but I have like a notes app on my phone where I will drop like random ideas or stories or thoughts that I have. And he said, stop doing that on your notes app. Just post them onto Twitter and post your random thoughts, post your stream of consciousness, post your ideas right onto Twitter, and use that feedback as a grounds of understanding what you should be creating more content around. And he shared about how every day he would just be posting tweet after tweet after tweet. And then at the end of the week, he would look and he would say like, okay, this tweet did really well. Let's create a reel around it. Okay, this reel did really well. Let's create a podcast episode around it. Okay, this podcast episode did really great. Let's create a YouTube video around it. And so he was using this as kind of a sampling ground of sharing his ideas, his thoughts, his stream of consciousness. And I actually love that. And I think Threads is very much the same. I think it's a really great place to see what sort of content is resonating, what sort of thoughts people are maybe like pushing back on or having questions about or engaging with before you go on and create a bigger piece of content. Because again, if we're looking at this in terms of our ROI and the investment is our time, Threads is like the lowest level of investment. I mean, it takes 30 seconds to type up a thread, right? And so I love this idea just for people who are really creative and multi-passionate and content creators to make sure that you're creating content that is going to resonate, that people are excited about. And so I love the Alex Hormozi method, and I think that it could easily translate over onto Threads. And so use it as a place to test out ideas, content, topics, discussions, see what your audience is actually engaging in, and then go from there. Now, the next thing that I think is really awesome, especially from a strategy standpoint, and I think you're going to love this, is that right now, what I really believe is that we need to focus on connection and conversation. We can get to conversion later on, conversion meaning like selling your offers or using it from a business standpoint. I think right now people are so refreshed on this platform because, you know, there's not the dancing, pointing videos and like all of the strategy behind growing your audience and selling your products and all these things. And I think that's why people are enjoying it. And so right now, I really think it is a powerful time to focus on connecting and conversation. And honestly, I think that conversation is so underrated as business owners because we have gotten so used to just like creating content, publishing it, putting it out there, and then like creating the next piece of content. Like we're on the hamster wheel of content creation. But when we are able to have more conversation, I think we're able to get fresher ideas. We're able to visualize who it is that we're creating for, and we're able to understand what we should be creating in the first place. And so right now, what I would say is focus on connection and conversation. And I believe that we are going to start to create these strategies and understand how to convert people from Threads to, you know, paying clients soon. But I don't think that should be the goal right now. I think if you go on there right now, super headstrong and heavy on the promotional content, you're probably not going to be someone that's super fun to follow. And so again, it'll come, but right now let's focus on connection and conversation. The third thing that I am loving about Threads is you can show your personality. I cannot tell you, it's so funny. One of my best friends sent me a voice memo like the day after I joined Threads. And she was like, "You are hilarious." She's like, "I am loving that people are seeing the funny side of you because I know that side as your friend. But a lot of times on social media, I'm either talking about strategy or I'm like talking about like the emotional parts of my life. Like I don't get to like be funny and just share my random thoughts." And let me tell you, as somebody with ADHD, two young children, a business to run, like a lot going on in my brain, sharing these random thoughts is so fun. And so what I love about Threads is it's this open invitation to share your personality beyond, you know, pretty photos and styled and edited things and thought out captions. It's more just like the random things that are coming into your brain. It's more realness, less curation, less strategy. And I think it's amazing. So I would say this is a great place to share thoughts that may not be directly related to or in support of your business or offer, but that help humanize you. And again, focus on that connection. When we think about social media and we think about the word social, people are on there to connect. And I think there's something so powerful when we share thoughts and ideas where people can say, "Oh my gosh, me too," or "I thought I was alone in that." And so show your personality. This is what differentiates you from being a business or a brand. A brand has a true personality behind its offers. And I think Threads is an amazing place to show off that personality and to connect. Because guess what? there are likely 100 or 1,000 or 100,000 other people out there who sell the same offer that you sell. But the one thing that differentiates you is you and the personality that you have. And so Threads is an awesome place to establish and to show that personality in a way that you might not be able to, or you might not be comfortable with on other platforms. Another thing that I think is amazing about Threads, and another way that I think we could be using it, is if we take my JK5 method. So my JK5 method has been published in different marketing books. It was a method that was initially created for Instagram. And the main idea of the JK5 is that we have content pillars, AKA we are talking about things beyond just what we sell. And why I think this is important is if you think about it, if you are a business and you have an offer and you are only talking about your offer on your platforms, people have no reason to follow you if they do not know that they currently need or want your offer, and they don't really have a reason to follow you after they've bought your offer. And so when we talk about the JK5, it initially started as a way that I was showing up on Instagram, where I had 5 main content pillars and I would post about each one day per week and then cycle through it again. And so for me, like right now, I would say my main content pillars would be motherhood, house, fashion, health, and then my offers. And so there are so many different ways that you can weave in the idea of this method using Threads, in that you don't just want to hit one note. You want to share about different things that will connect people to you, that will engage them with your content beyond just what you are known for, what you do, or what you sell. And so you want to think about, if we're focused on connection and conversation, how do we inspire that through what we're sharing on the platform? And so you want to be thinking about, what can I talk about beyond just what I do and sell that will help me connect or that will inspire conversation? And so it's been interesting for me, because I'm not necessarily thinking about sharing on Threads in a framework, but I am thinking about, how am I sharing about different aspects of my life, whether it's motherhood, running a business, you know, decorating a house, being a wife, like how can we span those different categories through the content that we're sharing so that we can connect with different people on different levels? And one thing that I love about the JK5 method is that, let's say someone is not an entrepreneur, but they are a mom to 2 young kids, they might connect with me and they're still going to be following me even when I share content about my offers, but maybe they're just there for the motherhood content, or maybe someone's just there for the house content. It gives people a reason to follow you, even if they are not currently on the market for what it is that you're selling. And so that's why I think it's an important principle that we can carry over from other platforms onto this one.
Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over 1 billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth. LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/gold to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/gold. Terms and conditions apply.
Another way that you could be using Threads right now is if you have a high level of customer support. A lot of people have gone onto Twitter to try to get in touch with brands quicker. And so if you are a company like that, I would definitely get on Threads and use it as a way to communicate with your customers, and also use it as a way to serve customers. I think when people can see brand responsiveness and also like dialogue and communication there, I think that could be a great way you could use it. And then lastly, I would say an important feature or way that you should be utilizing Threads is commenting on other people's threads in order to grow your account. account and be seen. Right now, there isn't a lot of ways that you can be growing on this account because they don't have a lot of the filtering options with things like hashtags or trending. And so the best way to grow your account beyond who already follows you on Instagram is through commenting on other people's threads and starting those conversations and really being an engaged person. And so if you are someone who can get sucked into platforms, maybe set a timer or set a limit on the app. But I would say spend some time not just creating on your own account, but also engaging with other people's accounts, because that's going to be the best way that you can grow your following there and also get your words seen. And again, be thoughtful in your responses, because when you respond, that will show up in the feed underneath the main thread that you are commenting on. And so you want to just not have, you know, one word answers, but be really thoughtful, because that will pique people's curiosity and interest and also help share the accounts that you're following. So it's kind of a cool way to introduce your community to the accounts you're following while also getting your name and your user profile seen under the threads that you're commenting on. Okay, so final thing let's cover. So here are some content ideas that you could be sharing on threads. If you are someone who you're like staring at the blank cursor and you're like, I've got nothing, trust me, you've got a ton to say. So first things first, ask a lot of questions. I have so many random questions that pop up into my head every single day. And I am now just like, instead of thinking them, I'm just putting them out there. So like, what is the best book you've read recently? What's a lesser known TV show that you'd recommend? What are you eating for lunch? What time do you go to bed? Like, ask questions. And what's interesting is that you can kind of get a gauge or like an understanding on your community. Like, people will comment back. And so it's kind of interesting. You can be both strategic in this or just playful in it, in asking questions that will give you insight into who it is that you're serving. People love talking about themselves, so give them a chance to shine. It was funny, the other day I went to a yoga class and we were heading to my parents' house for a big family gathering and we had to bring an appetizer. And so I posted onto threads, like, if you had to bring an appetizer to a party, what would you bring? And I actually sourced recipes from the responses on my thread from what people had shared. And so it can be a really great crowdsourcing option. But again, be really thoughtful with your questions. And you can think strategically, but also just post some random questions. Like, I need a new book. What are you reading? Another way that you can share content is sharing quotes. Quotes are an amazing way to connect with people and to let them into your world a little bit deeper. This is a super easy way to have content to publish, whether it's yours or it's sourced content. But sharing quotes is a really easy and approachable way to use the app. Another thing you can do is challenge people, whether you're challenging them like, hey, I dare you to do this, or hey, you know, text three friends and check in on them, whether it's a task or you tell them to try something new or you give them something that they should try to get done today or a tip that will make their day easier. Give people a challenge, like literally say like, I challenge you to X, Y, and Z. People love a challenge and people love commenting when they've completed the challenge. So give them an opportunity to do that. Another thing you can use for threads is letting people behind the scenes. This is so underrated, whether it's your life or your business. Let people feel like they're peeking behind the curtain through your posts or your words. You want threads to feel like you are sharing content that people cannot find anywhere else from you. And so while you can repurpose some of your content you're sharing in other places, I highly recommend trying to make this a unique experience of you, a unique experience of your brand, a unique experience of your life. And so I am loving that just through sharing our thoughts, like, we can share these different sides of us, whether it's the deep side or the funny side or, you know, the theological side, like, we are able to express these in these short little micro posts and updates. And then lastly, I would say start conversations that are really easy to partake in, that are engaging, that are exciting to take in, and make it a two-way dialogue. You don't want people to just keep commenting on your stuff and not to hear back from you. And so make sure that if people are taking the time to respond, you don't need to respond to everyone, but pick a handful of comments where you engage back. I think that is what is keeping people on the platform and responding and engaging with different threads, is seeing like, okay, the person who publishes is actually here. They actually care about what I'm saying. I think it's super fun. I cannot wait to see what this evolves into. I'm super curious if this is going to be a, you know, one of those remember when moments, if it crashes and burns. But something tells me, when you think about the success behind Meta and Instagram and Facebook and the way that they have just become a part of our lives and our culture, with that background knowledge, insight, with that developing team, with all of the user insights and analytics that they have, I have a hunch that this is going to be a success. It is going to be streamlined. It is going to be an approachable place. I think it's going to crush. So I'm really curious to see how it evolves. And I'm really excited to really think not only strategically, but just through the lens of connection and having that direct line to the people that we follow and the people that we love online. I can't wait to hear your thoughts on Threads. Please come on over. I'll post up a thread and get it started so that you can comment and share your thoughts about this episode here. Find me over there. Let's talk. Let's discuss. Let's kind of share some of our insights and what we're loving, what we're hating about it. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. I love sharing these thoughts and insights with you. I'm so grateful you're here. This show would not exist without you. And if you have a quick minute to leave a rating and a review, it would mean the world to me. We quickly pulled this content together for today's episode because we wanted to get it out to you ASAP. And if you want to just say a very quick thank you, I read every single review. It means a lot to me. And so just take a quick second to do that. And that would be the best way to say thank you. And of course, I'll meet you over on Threads. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.